99.3 Nigeria Info. Hello and welcome to the show. It is exactly, well, 5 more seconds before we call it 23 minutes. But it is already 23 minutes past 12. How are you? Hope you're good. My name's Joyce Odechirma Onyemowo, and the sun rises here. I'm eating something in the studio. Usually eating or chewing is not allowed. Drinks, food items, not allowed. But I'm chewing in the studio, so certainly it could be said that I'm violating official laws. But there's a story behind this one. Usually whenever I come into the studio with this piece of item, I tend to hide it from your knowing on air. I don't chew it on air often, but I tend to hide it from your knowing. And in this hour, there's a star for the moment. One I would like to crown the star this hour. I'm eating bitakula. Yeah, exactly. Some people have wondered, oh, really? Why? I mean, because maybe it's unusual, yeah? Okay, well, there's a story behind it. I want to tell you the story why I'm chewing this. And I haven't discovered fire. I'm pretty much just choosing to make a choice, you know? I remember my father used to offer us bitakula as kids, and we would roll our eyes and, you know, look at him as someone who likes bitter stuff. And he would look upon us as a generation cursed with sugar. Well, as I grew older, I used my hand, found the person who was selling bitakula, and started. But there's a story behind it, really. I have to go off on a break in about 30 seconds when I come back. I want to share the story with you. All right? Yeah, there are no heroes. You are the hero. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. You're on the sunny side. The sun has risen. This is radio. Welcome.
You are listening to Open Thought on the Sunny Side with Joyce. Let's talk.
Welcome to Open Thought this very beautiful Tuesday afternoon. My name's Joyce. Welcome to the show. It's the sunny side. Okay, so what's the story? One day. Well, there's a backstory even to that particular situation from the one day, because that was the other day. So I'm going to start from, I had a terrible headache and the headache wouldn't go away. And that was about the time I joined Nigeria Info. So I thought it was the conversation stressing me out a little too much. But prior to that, you know, I would still get headaches. My headaches are really weird. My mom thinks I think too much. That's why I get headaches. But, you know, it could be something else, yeah? Okay, so I joined Nigeria Info. And then, if you notice, I had to go off on breaks because I had a terrible headache. But then I went for a brain scan, came back, took some time off. I was put on medication. But before that, I had something else, which was maybe about 3-4 years before, you know, that last year. The doctor said I had high blood pressure and they were going to put me on medication. I don't like drugs. I don't. I think there's something better than drugs. What is it? I'm not sure. I don't know. I just don't like drugs. So, the first person who drew my mind to blood pressure was I was dealing with something emotionally. And my mother said, go check your pressure. And I went to the clinic. And the nurse, she carried out, you know, her test and said to me, how did you walk in here? I didn't even understand the question until she said to me. She did the test like 5 times. Okay, so we'll move away from that. And then, so I go to clinics to check, because doctors always checking up on me with my headaches. And then he's like, you have, you know, rising blood pressure. And then one day he says to me, look, we have to deal with this thing because, you know, it's not getting any better. And the way to deal with it was to put me permanently on medication. Permanently. So I didn't even know it was permanent. He said, well, you know, I have to give you this drug. And then he markets the medication to me. He tells me that this is the WHO approved medication for blood pressure. And, you know, I thought it was funny that he thought I had faith in WHO. Now, I don't say don't have faith, but it was the way he sold it to me. Like, well, look, this is gospel according to WHO. And I say to him, well, how long am I going to take this? And he was like, well, when you start, you don't stop. You just continue. I'm like, even the philosophy of that just sounds retarded. How do you put me in something and tell me it's redemption and then tell me to go? Where do I know I'm going to? I'm on permanent medication. So I said to him, well, I can't take it. Well, you know, good enough. That's Dr. Fred, you know? And then he was like, I don't know what you want to do, but you have to make up your mind. I'm going to give you some time, but make up your mind. I have to deal with this real quick. So I go home. Now, prior to that period, maybe like a few weeks earlier, I just bought a bitter cola based on, let's even try these things parents always pose with. How good is it? So I noted that I ate some. I just knew I didn't want the medication, so I thought maybe I'll gamble something else. I didn't know what to gamble, so I just go home. I went home, took bitter cola, you know, cracked it open, ate it. Okay. Then I go back for blood, you know, test, and then, pardon me, a pressure test. And then I realized that the first time I tried it, it wasn't as high as the last time. Then he took me off coffee. Now I knew that there was a problem. There are many things you can take from me. No, actually, there's nothing you can take from me. But, you know, he told me I was going to go off coffee, and I said, well, Joyce, we got a problem, because why? So I went off coffee for a while. But I noticed that every time I had to go for my pressure test, I would eat bitter cola, drink water, rest a little bit, you know, just rest, see, make sure I'm eating normal and not too much of anything bad, then go back. The pressure was okay. Nah, I tried this thing like a while, believe me. And I noticed that. So I don't have a cure. I just noticed that every time I eat bitter cola, rest, you know, go and check. The blood is not too high. So this is not medication. It's just that I just stumbled on something. And one needs working. The days I don't eat it, I don't know what's happening. So those days I don't go for blood pressure checks, because I feel like I'm going to get bad news. The day I know I'm going to go for blood pressure checks, I eat bitter cola, relax a little bit, then go. I can nearly almost guarantee that the scorecard is good. What, honey? Oh, really? Well, give me a minute, handsome. Give me a minute. Got a little distracted, but that's my guy. Okay, So I say this to say, I haven't discovered fire, and this is not, you know, medicine, and I don't eat it every day. I eat it every other day. But, you know, I try to be consistent twice a week. Last week, I was at Chocolat Royale buying chocolate. This week, I'm going to meet the woman selling bitter cola down the road. I think I say this to say that I remember when my father used to offer us this thing, and I just rolled my eyes. I'm like, why are you giving us some? And my daddy was bitter cola. My mommy was bitter leaf. My mom would just plug that thing, rinse it, and chew it. I thought it was crazy. My mom even tried to seduce us with the sweets. So she would say, well, take some bitter leaf and I'll give you chocolate. No, nobody was doing that thing. We tried, but nah, you know? We had been seduced. We had fallen for the seduction of sugar. And here we were. I mean, practically mentally corrupted. If it's not sweet, we hardly found interest in it. So I realized that life evolves and you must evolve with it. Yeah. And you must be patient enough to observe things on your own terms. Last week, I ate a bowl of pasta. Gosh, but cola is not even the most convenient thing to chew. Last week, I ate a bowl of pasta, and right where I sat down to eat that pasta, after eating the pasta, it's probably like 5 minutes later, I started feeling sleepy. It felt as though something was shut into my veins. It felt like a drug shut into my veins. So either I had too much pasta, or there was just too much sugars from the carbs in my system. I just felt sleepy. And I realized that I couldn't live like that. I'm like, well, how do you eat and then the food practically almost at the same time puts you to sleep? I came to work yesterday, found a colleague who was going through a video on diet and how diet affects you. And I was laughing at him. And he complained to me that he was addicted to bread. That he's so addicted to bread, he would buy bread. He said he told himself he was going to get off bread. Yeah. And then he said he couldn't. He went to the store, bought bread, and gave it to someone and just watched them eat it. Can you see how insane that is? He said eventually he ended up eating some because he just can't do without bread. And he said, he explained to me how he eats and then it knocks him off. And he's like, well, food shouldn't make you that way. And that's the truth. Food shouldn't make you that way. So he's making a decision to get some knowledge on his diet and make some changes. Interestingly, he told me that yesterday, which was Monday, he was fasting. So I thought it was a, you know, maybe 6 to 6 type thing. He's like, no, I'm fasting. I'm not eating the whole day. And yesterday I was fasting too. So I think I'm saying to you, well, you get the signs, but then maybe you ignore it. Yeah. So the moment I felt drowsy from pasta, I Googled it. So there's something called food coma. You eat and, you know, you knock out. Well, so there's something about that food. If it's knocking you out, believe me, I felt like somebody drugged me. If I didn't make that pasta myself, I'd have thought that they put something in that food, you know. So I think I'm asking you to take some responsibility. You notice something, then you follow up on it. Yeah, you notice something, you follow up. You don't wait for a supposed redemption that's to come. And life happens so quickly that if you don't save the moment, two things happen. You lose that moment and you lose another future moment. Well, yeah, it's like, well, you don't fix this problem, then this problem creates another problem. My colleague yesterday couldn't stop telling me how much he just realizes that life changes and he thinks he's at the brink of something terrible. Cute guy, looks fit, but his body's telling him that you're just probably one serious issue from a total knockdown. So take life seriously. It's like, I grew up with my mother wearing heels. So we were raised as girls wearing heels. Look, if wearing heels was a sport, I would be in Japan right now. We were that good. I would wear heels 10 hours straight. 10 hours. I was raised with it. I started wearing heels when I was small. So you see me wearing heels on Todd Road, on Todd Road. My mom even used to tease her. She was like, nobody wears heels and treks. But I mean, we could do it. So we did it. So one time I traveled. I came back. I mean, I went to Italy. What else do you buy from Italy if not good leather, yeah? So I bought my mom some shoes. It was high heel. And I came back and I gave it to her. When I went to pay her a visit, she wasn't around, so I dropped her gift. Then she calls me up and I could feel she was trying not to disappoint me when she said to me, I'm sorry, I can't take it. And I was like, what do you mean you can't take it? She says, I can't wear it. I said, why? She says, my knees, I can't wear it. Look, in that moment, it felt like the end of probably a great dispensation in my life. You have to understand it. You know, you've been doing something for so long and then the end comes. The end comes. The end of something. I'm like, what? You can no longer wear. And I'm like, but it's not too high. It's probably just 4 inches something, maybe 4 or 5. It's not. She's like, I can't do it. She said, maybe block heels. But you see them pencil heels, the stilettos? No. And then it occurred to me that life really does change. The something she was so good at, all of a sudden she can't do it anymore. So I'm telling myself, well, life is happening. And yes, of course, happening to me. I'm not going to go out without a fight. I'm not going to, you know, destroy myself with sugar. And then by 40, God forbid, the worst happens. I mean, we're here. You remember the lady who called 2 weeks ago who said her husband was in his 40s, had stroke? I found that surprising, to be honest with you. I hear 20-something-year-olds be getting, like, heart attacks and collapse. So, as much as sometimes you want to have money to go where the rich people go to eat, but I think you're not calculating that very well. Maybe sometimes you really don't need that. You just need to make good choices. And sometimes the good choice is that organic food off the farm, really, and that's really okay. And then don't stuff yourself too much. Don't stuff yourself too much. Don't. Look, if there's anything you can do to avoid foolishness, you do it. Don't stuff yourself too much. It slows your thinking. It slows you down. If there's anything I despise, is that slow down. That thing that slows you down mentally. Don't stuff yourself too much. And yes, it's on bitter cola. I mean, this is me marketing bitter cola to you. Well, try it. Well, you know, consider doctor's advice, but I'm not going to sit on medication for... God, I don't know how many more years I have got left, but there's no way I'm going to be on pills. Nah. So I just really wanted to tell you that maybe you should consider Bitacola, actually. But at the same time, I'm also careful to say, well, don't disregard your medical report. Maybe you can incorporate it. But I hear Bitacola is so strong it could practically put to nonsense the medication. So I don't know how you're going to do. Well, if you're young like me, well, there you have it. Just put some in your bag. I used to buy 200 naira worth. Now I buy 1,000 naira worth. So you come to my house, I have more Bitacola than I have... No, I don't have more Bitacola than I have coffee. Yeah, but I just have a lot. Yeah. You know, I thought I was bad. I have a colleague who buys 2.5. He's like a warehouse. So when I run out, I just go to him. Be like, hey, guy, you have Bitacola there? Can I have some? So he told me he's been eating it for a very long time. And he doesn't get things like common colds and cough, that he doesn't suffer all those. Yeah. So I just think you can incorporate it. All right. Okay, we're off on a break. When we come back, let's talk about the social phenomena. Dating rich people. So yesterday, off of yesterday's show, I played you an audio of a woman who gave 30 years to someone. And from that story, I think something I can very much relate to, and I think everyone else can relate to it, is the fact that there is a growing tendency, which is the pursuit of happiness. And that pursuit says, well, go where the money is when we return. Let's talk about that on The Sunny Side. Welcome to radio.
The Sunny Side with Joyce. Open Thought on The Sunny Side with Joyce. Let's talk.
You say I stole money. Money that I didn't steal. It went to a bank account. What did I do? 30 years I gave my life to an immigrant. You want to drive me out of this house? This house that I bought. It's impossible. How many houses do I have? What did he do for me? He didn't do anything for me. Children, no children, no husband. My cabin look at him, man. Oh no. Yes, he's in
here. This is your house now. This is your house.
What?
Please, this is your house. Human beings at the end of the day. This is your house.
Someone is asking, Joyce, did you say you fast? Yeah, I do. So I stopped. I used to do it before. Then I stopped. And then I started again like 2 months ago. So every Mondays. But I don't... Apparently, I only had ube yesterday and a cup of cocoa. I didn't have time to eat because I was reading yesterday. Yeah. But yeah, I'm back to it. Mondays, I just go on a fast. I really think you should try. Yeah. Don't stuff yourself. It slows your head. And God, I feel like the worst happens when your head is slow. All right, let's talk about this. Let's talk about... You know, I don't know why I feel like you're the one I'm talking to, you know? When I say that there's this thing about marrying rich people, and we can't quite say that it's bad... So I want to believe that there are pros and cons. You know, I want to believe that, well, there are benefits and then... But you can't quite tell from jump what the benefits are. But first, there is a social thing. Whether it's a fever, whether it's a possession, whether it's ambition, whether it's corruption, whether it's prosperity, whatever it is. What's with, you know, wanting to date rich people? There's got to be something to it. I mean, is it really just the money? Because you see from that audio that we heard... For me, every time I repeat in my own hearing, 30 years, I try to imagine what can be possible to make anyone stay somewhere for 30 years. Meanwhile, they have other pursuits, like they have other desires. Like, something occurred to me. You know, there was a generation of people who had, particularly women, who had to sacrifice something to be in a union. Particularly a marriage, so a woman gives up her career and stays somewhere. But well, that's on one hand. On the other hand, it's, well, maybe there's a sense of security and then you stay somewhere. And then you hope that, well, you've landed a jackpot and this has got to be taking you somewhere close to heaven. I mean, there's something called crying in, how do you guys say it? Crying in a Bentley or a Mercedes and not on a bicycle? How do they say that thing? No, it's not for you to cry on a bicycle, cry in a Range Rover, something like that. Well, it's, so basically, they say it's better to cry on, it's better to cry in a Mercedes than cry on a bicycle. Well, 0700-993-993-993. Well, there's this thing about rich people. Let's talk about it. The pros, the cons, and is it really where we should, is that really an objective? Is that where we should all go towards? Welcome to Nigeria Info. Let's talk. Hello.
Hello, good morning. I'm Grassman.
Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Mr. Tony.
Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah, thank you. Please, I want to make an inquiry. I have an audio interview that I want to air on the radio.
You want to make an inquiry? You want to...
Yes. I want to make an advert, an audio interview. I want it to be played on your radio.
Well, yeah, you have to call sales.
Okay.
Yes.
How can I get through to sales, please?
Yeah, we're going to send you a number so that you can call and then you'll be directed to sales.
I appreciate that. Thank you so
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Well, the first caller is bringing in money. The second one, more money. Hello, Nigeria Info.
Hey, guys, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Thank you, my sister.
All right, well, so go ahead.
Come on,
what's
George,
your name?
How did they, who made that video? When that lady was crying, who was doing the recording?
I don't know.
That is serious, though. Well, I'm marrying rich people. I don't know. How do I put it? I think,
is it,
you know, because of... Because of the, is it FEM or, you know, tomorrow you're in London, next tomorrow you're in Canada, the other day you're in. But if you marry somebody who go on a bike, all those things will not be there, but you have your freedom, you have your say. But with this rich guy, it's like somebody who is in.
I mean, it could be rich guys or rich women. Women are making money now.
No, we're talking about women who marry rich men now.
Well, sometimes it's the other way, too. I mean, there are guys who want rich women. I'm not necessarily narrowing this down to one sex.
Guy who marry rich woman, you have no deal, can kick you out at any time. But for those women who marry rich men, that is why you see we're in trouble today in this part of the world. Because most of these people doing all this thing to us, their wives cannot say anything. Because of what they're gaining.
Is it? Do you think it's more beneficial to be married to a rich person than to a poor person?
Well, for me, it's not easy. Rich man, the waterway, those guys don't swim. Then you want to go there and tell them you have a say, who born you. So at least it's better you marry who you will grow with and, both of you can.
You guys say this thing, it doesn't quite appear that that's the formula on the streets. Well, thank you very much for calling. thank you very much. Let's find out what's this pursuit about marrying rich people.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
My name is Don Duque from Savoyaba.
Thank you very much.
I listened keenly to that that audio, and I'm married for almost 20 years now, and I have a daughter of 18. I just imagine my daughter after school, then get her degree, and then got married, and then she was in dating. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
I can't stand that in my life.
Yeah, but that's you, the father. Maybe your daughter can.
Although I know my daughter, she can't stand that because she has been watching I and the mother and her other brother. I have not though I'm a Christian, though we are Christians, I have not one day. Instead of that, I will just, women start their headache. I will just walk out.
Do you know how many Range Rovers have been posted on Instagram this week alone? Like people ladies who bought Range Rovers this week alone.
Uh-huh.
I mean, your daughter might think she might want to, cap herself one. Yeah. You see, you're laughing. You're laughing, but there's a seduction here.
And then she will stand being beaten because of Range Rover or some other big cars.
What do you think is better? To have independence, regardless of how... No, really, because as a father, you should be able to answer this question.
Okay.
To have independence as a person, regardless of the little that you have, or to be dependent on someone who's rich and, you know, take a gamble. I mean, if the person is rich, you could buy a Range Rover. The guy who's poor can't buy himself a Range Rover. He couldn't buy his wife one. Oh, you can't even answer the question. There we go.
I can't even answer it.
That's the problem.
I know that she can't stand it, even with being dependent too.
Okay.
A very rich man.
Okay. All right. Well, I hope you pray about that. I hope you're right. Thank you very much. Hello, Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you.
Hello. Good afternoon, Joyce.
Yes. Welcome, lady. We're happy to have you.
Yeah.
Welcome. What's your name?
Please, though. My name is Gift. Any woman that chose to go for a rich man, you should expect the cup that will be there presented for you.
I mean, is it when you say cup, is it like a holy grail? What is it? Is it plastic cup?
Don't worry. There's always big thing behind it. I've seen some. And then I want to make a revision back to what you started with the bitter cola issue. In fact, that was a real summer. You can actually go with bitter cola and a garlic. I use that. I soak it in the water. I drink it first thing in the morning.
Wow.
It gives you a good digestion that for the day you look smart and sweet.
Ah.
You can try that too.
Oh, yeah? Yes. Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I do appreciate. Well, she said there's a cup, like a holy grail. Well, I don't know if it's a holy grail, it's a plastic cup, or if there's a cup at all. Hello.
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
My name's Wumi.
Welcome, Wumi.
Yeah. You see, it depends on your values, your core values, Joyce.
Yeah, but what's the market value of values? That's the thing, because these days it does appear that there's a social phenomena of the pursuit of wealth, and you go where the money is, and you realize that, well, your values can buy you range, but something else can. And if
Joyce,
you don't have... Okay, all right.
Now, let me put this succinctly like this way. You check your background. You know where you come from. You know, ever since you were at Cool FM, when you were at Nat Cafe, you normally spread out those values you grew up knowing your mommy and your
daddy. That's me. But you know what? I don't have a Range Rover. How about that?
I know. Joyce, wait. See, now, doesn't mean you don't have the prospect to have it because you're hardworking.
Mm.
And you have your future with you. You are still young. Now, what I'm saying is that any lady who believes that you can always rely on a rich man, a rich guy, and you are dependent on that guy to be rich, doesn't necessarily have good core values. Because you have to know very well that, by the side, anything can happen. So you guys might have misunderstanding. You might decide to go for another person who is better than you. Maybe.
But you know, even in poverty, these things you're talking about happen. Like, you have a broke guy who's reckless and careless.
We're not talking about you dating a broke guy, yo. I'm talking of your values. What's your values? What are those things you have to be? Your values, your core values. Those are what you determine what you want in life. Not necessarily that, you know, I have to go and be looking out for a rich guy or a poor guy. Dating a poor guy doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to improve. Something going to improve for him tomorrow. So it depends on what you want for yourself in life, and how you define your future.
Mm.
Yes, and that's why I verify that all these ladies that are around now, maybe they look over.
You know, it's not just ladies. Don't bash the ladies alone, because the men too. I mean, you have to understand that these men are pursuing money with their soul.
I know. Yes, and that's why a lot of them go to courtism and all those stuff. Guys, now, baby, because why their core values is wrong. Those are the things that determines what's your
So it's better to have values than have a Range Rover. That's what you're saying.
It is your choice.
Okay.
To have good core values.
Okay.
And to be able to project yourself and think about future.
Mm.
Not necessarily that you have to say go be desperate and you have to go out and, you know, get one and all those stuff.
Mm.
Your core values have to be very, very in tune with your reality.
Thank you very much for calling. Yes, yeah. Off on a break. When we come back, we'll talk about values juxtaposed against the wealth of life, the pride of life. Let's find out what's this. It's a new phenomena. Or maybe it's not new, it's just prominent now because of social media. We'll be right back. You're on the Sunny Side. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Sunny Side. My name is
More
Joyce.
News and information coming up. We'll be back in a moment.
There's always a trade of some sort every time you make an exchange, one for the other. I'm trading something every time I eat bitter cola and choose not to have a bottle of soda, or say like a soft drink. There's a trade. one is sweeter, the other isn't even a comfortable chewing thing. Like, it's not. But you see, you trade something. And we cannot deny the presence of, I mean, it's men and women and boys and girls. It's an appetite for wealth. It is avarice. It is, in fact, I think it's unmeasured. We've probably never, ever seen anything like this ever in human history, where there's more appetite for what can be gotten. It's like, well, can all you get? Get it, and get some more. When you juxtapose that, do you think it's better to have values than to have money? But remember that, for example, when you have money, you tend to... Let me give you a very good example about a few weeks ago. You see, the gentleman in that... The characters in that, you know, particular video, at least say the one for whom the crowd was gathered, were not... He isn't from one of your, you know, prestigious career... endeavors. He's not, you know, medical doctor. He's not lawyer. He's not one of those things that parents used to beg their children to go to school for that year. It's just a rich guy who does business. Yeah, businessman. You didn't bother about his values. You don't even care. But I heard people say something like, you said, that's a good man. That's a good man. People even prayed for him. You see? And I can't tell you how many people have been persuaded by their pictures. Now, not that I know him, I don't know him, so I can't speak in any direction as to who he can be or what he is. But it's to show you that there's something the wealth does for you. And it's not like it does it for you as much as the people who perceive that you have wealth do for you. You get a picture. So something is worth more than the other. Let's talk about it, the pursuit of money. And why we are more, I mean, is it more beneficial? Because we have to talk about these things to know if we go left, go right, go up, or go straight to hell. Hello. How are you? What's your name?
Good afternoon, Joyce.
What's your name? Good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah, this is Chooks from Ogudu.
Yeah, Chooks. Go ahead.
Yes, for me, I feel both choices are fine. The most important in both of them is that the woman or the man in question should just have at the back of his or her mind that he or she needs to improve in his or herself, because nothing lasts forever. And the more you improve on yourself, you don't have to depend on someone, either the wealth or somebody who doesn't have. And if you keep improving on yourself, certainly you will get what you want in return over time.
Is it possible that dependence or that independence that you didn't have before you pursued money, is it possible for you to pursue money and then have that independence? Do you get the question?
I understand.
Yeah, if I'm desperate for wealth and then I go where I think the money is,
okay,
then I get to the money, then all of a sudden I become disciplined. Is that what is the possibility of that? What's the probability of that? That I can become so disciplined that I would do right, the right I didn't do before I pursued the money. Do you get it?
Yes, I understand. It depends on the person. So you have to build yourself. It depends on the kind of person you are and if the person is focused. Because certainly nothing lasts forever. And you don't want to take that same thing from the person you are staying with all the time. So you need to be independent on your own. So you have to pursue that and focus on that. You have to develop yourself over time so that you become dependent. You become independent of that person.
I think it's easier said than done. We're going to go off on a break. When we come back, I'm going to play you an audio out of Ghana. You want to hear a lady who said she was into men for the money? And then what happened when we return?
The Sunny Side with Joyce.
Driving Range Rover, traveling. I was not happy. I was not a happy child. So all these girls that have looked at my lifestyle, or moving said I want to be like Moisha. It's not easy. It's not easy at all. Some go and some die. Some of these girls go and they die because of the wrong men they sleep with. They take our glory. You know they take our glory. God created us, God has given us all of us wealth and power. All these men do is to sleep with us
and take our glory and give us peanuts. And give us peanuts. All the monies they give to us are things that Juma but the devil. Me looking like this, I'm happier than those days that you saw me that I was driving Range Rover traveling. I was not happy. I was not a happy child. So all these girls that have looked at my lifestyle, or I want to be like Moisha.
All right, so that's out of Ghana. That's a lady who pretty much had a life that, one that depicted wealth, luxury, and a certain level of social comfort. But it does appear from that video that she agreed to that video to say, well, I wasn't happy then. I was in pursuit of something, but I wasn't necessarily happy. I'm happier now that I have nothing. So I'm struggling with something here. And that's really why this is a conversation. So welcome to you if you have just tuned in. You're on the sunny side. Something makes the rich attractive. And I want to, let's talk about it. Because whether you want to admit it or not, I'm probably talking to you. You have faith in wealth. Now, not that there's anything wrong or right about it, but that something makes wealth attractive. So can we verbalize it? Because you see, you can be a father and then you say, well, my daughter cannot do that. And then you realize that even you yourself, there's something that you find seductive about wealth. And you just have to look at human react. You have to look at how Nigerians react around money. You just look at it. The best of Nigerians, how they react around money. There's just something about it's in Nigeria that I've seen that people, you know, believe that the rich guy is the good guy. I don't know how they arrived there. Now, not to suggest that he is bad or she is bad, but there's just something about if he's got money and he can give me some, he's got to be good. He's got to be good. Like, wow, she gave me. Oh, no, that's a good person. Oh, she's really kind. I used to have a neighbor who gave money so that she can get your respect. That was her cruise. She just, if you did anything for her, she'll give you money. And it was just so that you could like her. So she thought we could be friends. And I remember telling my mom that there's nothing that lady could do under the sun. I'd never be friends with her. Nothing. There was nothing she could do. Well, yeah, she was with the one. I told you my mom was like, well, you know, humans are like this, you know, because I'm like, don't tell me that. I'm not doing that. I don't want to be friends with her. It's not going to happen. Oh, yeah, sure. It didn't happen. So there's something about whether it's the wiring, maybe not the wiring, maybe it's your own appetite for money. So I don't know what it is. Hopefully we can understand the attraction, because you see, the next topic we're going to have on the show today, it's what plans do you have for your children? What future plans do you have for your kids, if you even have any at all? So let's start from here. What's the attraction to money? Remember, it's not bad. Well, I don't think it is, except it is. So what is it? 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. At the earliest stage of the show, I played you an audio for a lady who said 30 years of her life was given to a man. It does appear from her wailing that she would have wanted kids. After 30 years, she has none. She would have wanted a husband. After 30 years, she still don't have it. So something made her stay there for 30 years. She banked on something. She believed something was possible. Whatever conditions those conditions were, she chose them and stuck by it 30 years. So I want to believe that the guy she's referring to is the guy with the money. I mean, something makes you stay 30 years. Not that people haven't stayed in, you know, less money situation for longer. But, well, this is a reference point. And there's something socially, there's a social consciousness right now about money. So let's talk about it. Welcome to Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. What's your name? Well, that's not your name. Let's talk. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Turn off the volume of your radio set. Okay. Well, I do apologize. You're not quite ready. Hello. How are you? Sorry about that. Make it back. Hello. How are you? Talking about the social consciousness of money. Oh, sorry about that. Make it back. Hello, how are you? Good afternoon to you. Really? Tired of saying sorry. Hello, hello. Turn up the volume of your radio set. Hello.
Please, I would like to remain anonymous.
Nice, thank you. Welcome, anonymous.
Because, you know, see the high wealth of the thing is very interesting, yes, very interesting. But as for me, I would just be fair, you just go with your own equality. There's nothing better than that. Because 3 years ago, is it 2017? Yes. I've been in that shoes. Back then when I was doing this jam lesson, yes, there was this girl. So we were friends, you know. We hang together, we do things mostly together. I think we call us husband and wife. Then surprisingly, she come to our house. Then I went there, she introduced me to her family. Boyfriend there.
Sorry, I'm lost. Wait, you have me all over. What's that? Who's the idiot? Was that what she called you?
Easy girl. Yes.
Oh, she's an idiot to you now? What's the story?
She's an idiot because I can't just announce it to your family. But as for me, you know, I look at...
Oh, she announced you to her family?
Yes, that my boyfriend.
And you didn't like it?
I didn't like it, no, but the family is not...
What's your grievance? That her family isn't wealthy and you didn't want to stay there for a long period? You were just there for...
She was the one with the wealthy family, me, I'm a mechanic. What are you talking about? I'm the mechanic guy. She's one of the family that they are stable. They have money there. So I just decided to play along.
So you were there because of the money?
Yes. Honestly, I was there because of the money. Yeah, the girl is fine. But
it was the money that kept you there.
Yeah, the money kept me there.
So is it that you want to live a life where somebody has money and you want the comfort, but you don't necessarily care about anything else?
It's everything. I want to live the comfort. I just want to taste how it feels like being around
money, being around champagne.
These people, they spoiled me that time. They spoiled me. It was the first place to bought my first iPhone now.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Along the run, I don't want to go to details as everything just messed up. But what I just want to say is that just... On your lane.
No, let's talk about you. You want money. So I used to love that mentality where you want to make your own money regardless of how you make it. Because there's something about the rich life that you are aiming for. You want it. The car, the house. You have an appetite for it. I mean, you see it on Instagram. It's got to be good, isn't it? After all, they all thank God. Everybody's like, I have money. Huh? Thank God. God is wonderful. You want it.
I wanted it. Yeah,
oh, you wanted it. You don't want it anymore or you want it?
I don't want it anymore. At that stage, you get to say, I don't want it anymore.
Why don't you want it anymore? What has changed?
Because our lifestyle are not the same. These people are using food to eat a bar. These people are using fork and knife. I can't use. The way they think, I don't think like that.
How do they think that you don't think? So why do you think the thinking of the rich guy is different?
I see. You are not pulling my leg.
Sorry.
You don't know. You don't know what I went through.
I don't know. Believe me. But you know what? Yeah, I don't. You're right. I don't. Thank you.
What I just want to say is that just stay on your lane. That's the best thing.
Oh, wow. I think I even enjoyed his honesty. 99.3 Nigeria Info. What's your attraction to money? We have a culture around that. Hello.
Good afternoon, guys.
Welcome. Good afternoon. What's your name?
Yeah, Success from my papa.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, Joyce, the problem is that in this part of the world, we worship money. Money has become like a god. So everybody is putting you under pressure to have money. Even in the church, they are preaching about it. You're in the society, your parents, everybody is talking about your friends. Everybody is putting you under pressure in so much that if you don't have money, you'll be tagged a failure.
Uh-huh.
So that's why everybody's under pressure, but no matter every way you want to go about it, just go make sure you have money.
So let's analyze it for a minute. So what are the pros, cons, if there's any pro cons to it? Is it beneficial that your pursuit is money? I mean, is there a good side to it? Let's talk about it. Is there a bad side to it?
It's not bad, but it's not something that we should kill for it.
I mean, you don't have to kill before somebody is dead. Like, you could kill...
Yeah, but the amount of pressure... In fact, I'm even afraid for the upcoming generation because it's not becoming a part of them that if you don't have money, you are a failure. That is why everybody is going about it. Anyhow, you can do it. If you can kill, if you can kill, you can just do to have the money. Just have, because once you have it, you'll be tagged a success. And it is a problem.
So once you have money, you're tagged successful.
Yeah, my own senior brother just called me a failure because he said that I have not gotten money. So telling me that I should just go about it, whatever thing I can do to have it. If I have it, then I'm not a success. But if I don't have it, you are a failure.
Your own brother called you a failure because you don't have money. Well, that's something.
Yeah, my senior brother.
Wow, thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it. Thank you. So here we have something that I believe you can work with. It's the fact that the perception is once you have money, you're called successful. So when you... Do you want to bother analyzing that? Or do we just leave it there? Because I think it appears that we all live it there and nobody cares for the detail, isn't it? So what's this appetite for money? Welcome to the show. Do you want to hear that video again? I think you should, because... I mean, I'm not trying to show you the worst part of it, but this is an outcome of something that's possible. I mean, other outcomes are not televised because maybe the people who are in it don't come out to verbalize the experience. So we get lucky when we have a situation where someone in that situation gives us a 1-minute video of what misery could sound like, particularly when you thought you were on a gold mine.
Any listing? He went to a prank call. What did I do? 30 years I gave my life to Anika. You want to drive me out of this house? This house that I bought. It's impossible. How many houses do I have? What did he do for me? He didn't do anything for me. Children, no children, no husband. My Kamenu can leave me alone. No.
It's the way she screams. Now that's what misery sounds like. Hello, how are you? Good afternoon. Welcome to Nigeria Info. How are you? Can you hear us? I do apologize. I lost you. If you make it back, we'll be here. Good afternoon. Sorry, I lost you. 99.3 Nigeria Info 01465-7190. Hello.
Hello, Joyce.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome to you, lady.
Thank you, Joyce. My name is Ngozi.
Welcome, Ngozi.
Yeah, thank you, Joyce. For me, I just feel everyone loves money. Me, in particular, I love money, Joyce. But there is a thin line between the love for money and my sanity and my person. I love money, as I said, but I may not kill to have money. I may not put too low because of money. I may decide not to reduce myself and sell my dignity because of money. But I may decide as a person to work hard to make money because I love money.
To be honest with you, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, generally, as I said, every person loves money. Anybody that tells you he doesn't love money is just telling lies to him or herself.
No. It might not be lies. Wait a second, because the word you're using here is love.
Yes.
And if we define love, if we understand love for what it is, I mean, first of all, in banking, or say in the psychology of money, money is a byproduct. Money is as a function of something.
Yeah.
Yeah? So... some people just want to have their needs met. For heaven's sake, there are poor people in Dubai. Are you going to say they don't love money? Are you going to say they love money? Some people just want to be content. So I don't think it's accurate if you say everybody loves money. Money is necessary because we're in a world where exchange it requires money. And some people just want to be able to live a comfortable life. Some people don't have a crazy appetite as much as to love it. They need it, but not to love it.
Why I said I may not be extravagant person with money before you understand when I say I love money. As far as you are a human being and you love all the good things of life, and you want to live good and you want to, your needs to be met, definitely you have a friendship with money.
Yeah. So I disagree. No, believe me, I disagree with that because I want a Mercedes. I want a Mercedes. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's about it. I want to work and get it.
The Mercedes without money.
Yeah, but so if I work towards the money, it doesn't necessarily mean that I love the money. I just want a car. Now the other question is, can I do without it? Absolutely. Do you say I love money? There are people like that.
Anyway, as I'm saying, personally, me, I love money. Anything that has to do with money, I love it.
Okay.
But I work hard to make my money, Joy, in a very clean slate. I am a woman. I've never depended on any man to give me money. I am married.
Okay. Okay, so I'm losing you, but let me ask you this one. So there's a perception of money. Sorry, you're breaking up if you can hear me. I want you to speak on the perception of money, the credit score that having money gives to you.
You're not listening. What I do with money.
I didn't get that. Could you repeat it, please? I didn't get your last sentence.
Okay, I said, I, as a woman, as I said earlier, I love money.
Yeah.
I am married. But because I know I love money.
Yeah.
And I know what I want as a woman.
Yeah.
I have never solely dependent on my husband.
Yeah, okay.
To provide all those things for me.
So you work.
Because I know, yes. Because I know he may not be able, even when he's able, it becomes unnecessarily burden on him.
Well, that's very considerate. So let's talk about the perception. Because much of our human action is even hinged on the perception. So you say you love money, and then people perceive you a certain way. Some think you're successful. Some think you're good. Some even think, well, you're the definition of what God meant when he says, go and prosper. What do you think about the perception of money? Where people see something and think that thing has to be good because... Do you get my point? Like someone sees you, maybe you have a car, you have a big house. Yeah, someone looks at you and think, well, this is what Jesus was preaching about. That's perfection.
Yeah, Joyce, generally, the society we are in, I think we are being ruled by money. We generally see everything in life as without money, you've not started or you've not arrived.
Is that correct, Del? Is that correct?
It is not, Joyce. I think it's a mentality, and it's a very big error as we, as a people. That's exactly how I see it. Money, that's why you see all the rich men, despite all their money, they are still not happy. It also tells you that money, as a medium of exchange, does not guarantee happiness. Money, as a medium of exchange, does not make you healthy.
So we have just 1 minute. I want to ask you, so given that we have a generation of people who ascribe a certain level of excellence to the perception, the perceiving of money, well, what does that do to us as a society or as a people?
It's killing, Joyce. It has reduced us to... I don't even know the English word to use to qualify it, but it is rotten for me. It's totally unacceptable and it's very bad.
But can we help ourselves? Is there redemption anywhere? If this is bad?
Yes, Joyce, but it will take us time. There is.
Okay.
As parents, I believe we need to do more on our kids, the growing ones.
Yeah.
Teach them what money is actually meant to be.
Okay.
Money is not everything about life.
So
yes,
it's
good to have
then
money.
If you say that, I have to go off on a break. Honey, if you say that, then we cannot use love to describe our relationship with money.
I don't know why I said it personally.
99.3 Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. Welcome to the show. If you have just tuned in, this is The Sunny Side. All right, so I have a message here on WhatsApp. His name is Ajayi from Ekwe. He says, Joyce, you no get money. Hide your face. So I don't know whether he's yabbing me or... I feel like the guy is, you know, coming for me. Isn't it? He is. You don't have... He's saying to me, you no get money. Hide your face. So basically he's saying, well, Joyce, you don't have money. So just hide your face. I wish you were correct, because that's the only reason I would have kept quiet and gone to the next tweet. I wish on the stars that you were correct. Let me tell you what's better than money. Since, I mean, this is because you asked me, you told me this thing, you know, this thing you told me, you are telling me to hide my face. But wait, I don't know how many rich people you know, but I can bet my finger that I'm probably more intelligent than all the rich people, you know. So let me brag about that a little bit. I'm banking on the truth because I have it. You can't buy that with money. My faith is in something that transcends human comprehension. You can't buy that with money. I'm not a fool. You can't buy that with money. I'm independent. I'm strong. And I'm confident. You can't buy that with money. Now, I don't know what money does for you, but then what money, the means by which you acquire money, I'm also on that field of play. You probably only have gone forward before me. But here's what's possible. That I can, being me that I've just introduced to you, work and earn money. But then I don't even need too much of it. I can have it, but I don't need a mansion, 13 rooms, 15 bathrooms, a football field at the backyard, a vineyard, a garden, a golf course, 12 Ferrari. I don't need that. You see that? I just need what's enough for me. So if enough is a good enough house, a good car that moves around, a good one, maybe even a 2021 range, one Ferrari, where am I going? I'm no hustler, you know? Then I am probably better than both your definition and your ideology of money. So, unfortunately, you can't say me hide your face because I'm too... And you see, that's the truth. That there is nowhere... I mean, there is where money is a thing and there's where intellection is a thing. And in the place where intellection is a thing, I am something. Then the place where money is a thing, I'm probably something. But in case I am nothing, well, I'd rate that to be something in a place of intellection and to be nothing in a place of nothing, in a place of money. One is better than the other. Intellection is better. So I'm not poor. I'm not poor. So it's not that I don't have money. Well, I probably don't have money. But I have a face you want to look at when I'm speaking. There's too much inside of me that money can't shut down. Now, that's something you can't buy with money. Yeah. Well, that's me. But you see, you would have to hide your face because what you need is money. And if I can intelligently debate you out of that argument, well, you are the one who should be hiding because you have neither money... no intellection. And even if you had money, all I needed to do to you was prove to you that your money was nothing. And you cancel yourself out, and then I cancel you out. Haven't you noticed that people who are independent in their minds are the people that the world have a problem with because you can't control them? That's something you can't buy with money. All right, let's move over to the telephone lines. Well, I thought I'd give you a case in case you were wondering what else is better than money. Hello. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome to New Culture. Money.
Yes, I've been listening to
What's
you.
What's your name?
First of all, I think the reason for this topic is what the guy just sent now.
Really?
The perspective of money is what? I don't know why you should say somebody is cancelled because there's no money. By the way, my name is Arike. Let me start by saying this. My own perspective of money is soft life.
Options, you mean? I think the language... Forgive me, I'm not saying that you're wrong, but I get it. Maybe another word is options, where you can choose between bitter cola and eggs for breakfast.
Exactly. You're very correct. To me, it's about soft life. But how do I see soft life? Do I need to kill for it? Do I need to lose myself for it? No. And I think most people are missing it from this angle. It is good to have money. Money is good to... I mean, you can use it for a lot of things. There's no problem about that. But the way you go about getting this money is what I think it is wrong. And it's wrong because the way people see money. For me, money about soft life have the basic things of life, just as you just mentioned. I just want to have comfort.
So let's talk about perception. So imagine someone perceives you to not be Oba level type wealthy. And then they think, well, they don't quite think you're good, because I think another new definition now is once somebody has money, well, they think you're good.
Actually, I don't have time for such people.
No, what? So you don't care if I think you to not necessarily be good or have any social rankings because
I don't even see you.
Oh, that's some guts because you have.
I'm comfortable. I like who I am. First of all, it's about me. The way I see money and the way I like to enjoy it. What I believe money is to me.
You know,
so I don't believe
I want to add something. Yeah, I want to add something that you said. Apparently, I realize that there's nothing that the human soul needs that money can buy you. You buy money to satisfy your senses.
No, it depends on your own priority, really.
Okay.
As me, I talked about soft life. I just want to be able to feed, live in a good place.
Repair your car if it breaks down. Pay school fees. Eat rice with chicken.
Yes.
Drink pepper
soup. Naturally, I'm a Yoruba person, but I'm not an Owambe person.
Wait. You're not, that's why.
Things like that.
Because, you know, if you were an Owambe person, maybe this conversation would have been different. Because I see Yoruba parties, you guys turn up.
I don't go to parties. I can't even remember the years I went to one last. So if you do all this crazy ashwebi, if I decide to come to your party, I may decide to just put on a nika, I mean, a trouser pants or something.
Mm.
If you like buy, do ashwebi 100K, 50K, I can just decide to come in a very nice looking dress.
And you say you don't care that I don't, that, you know, the society doesn't think much of you because you don't have money.
I don't even care because I don't even see you. It's about me first. First thing about life, the way I see life is the things that make me happy.
Okay.
And I've come to realize that my happiness starts from me.
Well, that's a topic for loads of logic. All right. Well, thank you very much. All right. Thank you very much for calling.
Soft life and what you believe in.
You keep using this word, soft life. I don't know if I can manage it any longer. Thank you very much for calling.
Yeah. Okay. Bye.
Thank you. Yeah, it's just it's soft, soft. I don't know whether I like the term. Hello. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome. What's your name?
Divine.
What's your name? Mine?
Divine.
Divine. Okay, divine. So money, we don't think it's bad, but there is a characteristic around it. There's a perception of it. And there's something society would call success if you have it.
A younger brother looked me to the face and told me I am a failure.
Your younger brother?
A younger brother looked me to the face and told me I'm a failure.
Why did he say you were a failure?
Huh?
Why did he call you a failure?
Because I don't drive a Highlander like him.
Highlander. That thing is boss now. Highlander boss. Hell, I know Highlander people now will just be rolling their eyes. No, Highlander will boss. So now, is he making noise? Are his mates not driving Rolls Royce?
No. My kid.
Really?
He was like, how can you talk where I'm talking?
Highlander.
When people that are driving Jeep is talking, you will be talking. I'm like, what's your Jeep? And believe me, Highlander 2008.
Ew.
Not 2009, not 2021.
Even if it was 2022. So how does that make you feel? So now do you want to go make money and show him that you're better than him?
It made me laugh. As in, whenever.
Oh, really?
We are talking now. I remember it and it was funny, and I'm still laughing because this is somebody.
Does he know that men drive Aston Martin? Has he seen the latest edition of Aston Martin? Is he playing?
This is somebody who stopped in GSS 3.
Ew. Poverty is crazy, man. But you see, it don't count for nothing. The school qualification don't count for nothing. The money counts for something. So I want to know how that makes you feel. Now, you say you found it funny. Did it put you to shame? Did you feel like, well, let me go make money. Let me just show him that, you know, I'm in his league or something higher than him. Why are you laughing? I lost you. I told you, it's in this Nigeria that I saw people who eat noodle look down on other Nigerians. You know how it is where you can live in a flat? But, you know, you eat noodle. Then when you get a chance, you can look at... You know how it is? We're in social gatherings a lot. I mean, I get tired of going out. But, you know, I'll be seeing people look down on people. I'm like, this one that eats noodle. So let me tell you the philosophy of that. If you eat, so no. There's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it. Can I say one more time? There's nothing wrong with anything. But here's what I have a problem with. My mother, so let me tell you where this is coming from. My mother thinks that the barometer for a rich person is food. I remember when I was 4, I remember it like the stars in the sky. My mother said to me, I don't know what the gist was about. She said to us, I'm not going to buy you clothes, but I'm going to give you food. That woman gave us food. My house is where you come to if you want food. There's always food. Raw, cooked. Like Saturdays in my house are exhausting. I don't like it. She's always cooking something. I was in my house eating. All the cultures, and she'll try intercontinental stuff. And so let me tell you what she thinks. She thinks if you're rich, then your food must be good. Because you can't be rich, and your food is not what it has to be. Because that's the first indication of wealth, that you can afford it, the variety of it, and the options as far and wide as possible. Yeah? Good. So that's the philosophy I grew up on. I don't have a problem with people eating noodle. But when I see a person who eats noodle, automatically, you haven't judged yourself. So let me help you. You're in a tax bracket. That tax bracket that says whether it's time, you don't have time to go get something more sophisticated, something more healthy, something more. That time you don't have, that availability of say, well, this is an easy fix. Now, we haven't spoken about money yet, though. Just the fact that you don't have time to get something better says you're not rich, because if you have wealth, what you can at least adjust a little bit is time. Whether you get a chef, whether you see, that's what you do first. Yeah, good. That's one. Two, the quality of the food. Now we're talking a little bit about cost. Yeah, the quality of the food is something else. That's another point. The other thing is that your tax bracket says, well, this is what you can afford. Whether it's that because of time that makes you afford it, or it's because it's cheap. You're affording it, automatically puts you in a tax bracket. So from tax bracket to income class, you cannot look down on a cat. You see where the rats are? You can't even look a rat in the eye. Because if we're really going to judge this thing for what it is, then you're nowhere, anywhere, anybody who should be looking down on anything. So I noticed that I see Nigerians who eat noodles. They be looking down on people. I'm like, son, you eat noodles. Like, first of all, you can't look down on nothing. You're down. I mean, you could have a car. It don't matter. So I think it's the math. You have to be able to interpret these things. I can imagine someone who's saying to another person, you know, I drive a Highlander. You don't have a car. You can't breathe when I'm talking. Highlander? Let's show you what they sell in car shops. You don't have money. I mean, if we're really going to talk about money, if you're really going to put me to shame, go all the way out. 0700 99. Yes, if you're not eating, if we check your food, there's processed food. If we check your plates, there's processed food, whatever. If it's not what it should be, gold standard, you can't look down on anybody. I think it's comical every time I say, well, if you're eating noodles, you can't look down. If you're eating noodles, you can't look down on anybody. Stop playing yourself. Hello. Let's talk about money, the perception and the glory that comes with it. Somebody has already jabbed me this afternoon. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
John. Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
I'm Olu Adan Larry from Israel.
Okay.
Yeah, first of all, the perception of money to some people, they kind of see money from this obsessive aspect. Like when you were dragging with the other man, about one loving money. I see it more as being kind of obsession now.
An obsession? You think we have an obsession with money?
Yeah, some people, yeah.
Yeah.
Some of us, we are very, very...
We're drunk.
...with money. You know what I'm saying is because... okay, now let's look at the three major reasons why we hold money. Because
nice.
What economists say.
Thank you. Economist in the house.
Transactionary and speculative motive.
Speculative so motive, transactionary motive, uh-huh.
Yeah, exactly. So
what's the third one?
Two reasons.
What's the third one?
Precautionary, speculative, and transactionary.
So not, you can't even buy salvation with it. You can't even buy health with it. All right. Well, thank you very much, because I think it's necessary we analyze it like this. Go ahead.
So the two reasons I've shown us that money is a necessity.
And a means of it is just a medium. It's an end. It's a means. It's a means, not an end.
It's a means for us. So now, ways by which we go in getting this money matters a lot. So some people they can't do without it. Because when they feel oppressed, they feel free to things of this life, the luxurious lifestyle. So they tend to go extra miles. Compared to someone who sees money as a necessity, well, this is something I use as a legal tender in exchange for something.
They
tend to control their urge in this regard. So I see when people say they love money, it's kind of being obsession stuff.
To be honest with you, I think to that obsession word, something else we can add is that people who love money are terribly uneducated. Because you know what you have shown us? You've brought some education to the analysis of money, and you have to be uneducated to not understand what money is.
Money is, exactly.
Well, thank you for putting us to shame then. That was a good one. You did it on radio.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. Money. I mean, I could become a good person if I had money. And it wouldn't matter if I was actually good. At least I look good. And then you just give me credit score. Hello.
Hello.
I know. You sound like you don't have money. Speak up, or can you see that we're dragging this thing on radio? Speak up for us. What's your name?
My name is also from Akapa.
All right, now. Go ahead.
Okay. And this issue, I really want to let you emphasize more on this.
Pardon? You want me to emphasize on what?
No, not you.
Oh, you want to contribute, of course. Please, go ahead.
Yes. Because in this, our country, no, even in this world now, if you don't have money, apart from blood, another thing important is money.
Yeah, but is it, when you say important, is it for your social perception, like what your perception, or is it for what you need it for? Pay house rent, pay school fees, use it to buy gold for your wife and buy judge for your wife and send her to Dubai.
You will not use it and do pinot now, or you will not eat it raw now.
Are you sure you won't eat it? Because it looks like we pursue this.
You can eat it raw. You can't eat money raw. Money is trained by butter. You use it and create something.
Okay, so after blood, you say, is money. Meaning that, unfortunately, we can apply much.
Let's not go in the religion in terms of going to heaven or in the worldly.
Let's not go there. We haven't gone there.
Let's not go there. After blood is money.
So are you saying money to what extent? So because when you say after blood is money, you have to understand that if your blood was drying out, you're dying. So are you also suggesting that in the same vein, if your money was decreasing, you're dying?
Yes, exactly. Let me give you an instance.
Wow.
Can you let me clear?
Sure, please. Go ahead. Wow.
In 2012.
Hurry, real quick. Go ahead. Go ahead real quick. Yeah.
Okay. I and my brother, we went to Venice. I'm from Eastern Park. I'm from Enugu. We went to Venice, and on the process, my father was sick. We went to the highest hospital, Bishop Shonahan. You may know the hospital in Nantuka.
Okay.
Bishop Shonahan. We went there. In the process where my father was lying, we saw a boy of 12 years that was sick. And so the parents will provide for 10,000 naira for deposit.
Yeah.
Before they will start the treatment.
And the parents didn't have it.
And they don't have the money.
Yeah.
In the process, this boy was dying. If you see this boy, you will know that this boy is not having up to 1% of in terms of if you want to make sure it as in terms of as battery.
Yeah. It was probably 2%.
Yes.
Okay. So it would appear that from our conversation, we can deduce that it's your interpretation of money. So we're not saying that money is useless. Money is useful, but to what degree? Yes. So the scenario you're painting right now, well, the parent didn't have the money, 14,000, to pay the hospital bill, yeah? But if the kid was healthy and the father had a 50,000 naira job a month and the mother had a 20,000 naira small table down the road type business, yeah? and yep. all they needed to yep. do was to buy food and just eat and sleep with fan. Would you say okay. that money was as important as blood? Yeah, because when you say something like that, you give...
Yes, yes. Let me explain something to you. You know that there are some people are arrogant.
Yeah.
And that one is different. Because even in terms of character, normal character, you will see some behaving like animals. That one is different.
Yeah.
If you come in a normal manner that can become any responsible human being.
Yeah, so are you saying that... So I get it. So you're saying that some people get money to get to express their arrogance, yeah?
Yes,
but
yes,
then if
yes,
so
yes,
if
yes,
we
yes,
take yes, that yes. away, then basically what money is to fulfill your needs. So money is not as important as blood. Okay, well, I lost him. So it would appear that from that logic, I don't know whether you think otherwise, so you have an opportunity to call. Therefore, money is not as important as blood, which is what he said. He said, after blood, the next thing is money. So, well, it's not money to what degree? And I'm glad that he brought in the option of arrogance. Because I tell you, from my observation, I also see that in a society where people are mentally poor, it's easy for you to be the poor guy who got rich and oppress the poor people who don't have money. So let me go to WhatsApp. Joyce, love is a strong word to use with money. It makes people look hideous, desperate, narcissist, idolatrous. The society has also given it a definition with same connotations, either in the church or club. For sanity of the soul, please embrace contentment because God has made the poor rich in faith. Beautiful contribution. So let me speak from a social observer's point of view. What is the social equity of faith? So if you say rich in faith, then the people who are rich in faith need to tell us what that expression is. Do you get it? So that if all I have is money, because you also have to understand that for you to think that money after blood is money, it would mean that the only thing that you have in all of life is money. Your only validation, credibility, your worth, what you weigh is money. And if we took that money from you, there's nothing else to your existence. In fact, you're breathing free air and practically of no use, really. So the only time you come alive is if we give you money. In that moment, you find meaning and purpose and direction. So if you're an arrogant person, never a better time to have you express the madness in you. You take the money, you oppress the poor, make them feel like you are their savior, throw the money in their face. Another time, I want to talk about throwing money. So I think I'm going to give you my position on spraying money on people. I have a problem with that, personally. So the reason I'm choosing to give you that position is because I want you to lacerate it with common sense. Yeah. Okay. One more call and then we'll go off on a break. Hello, 99.3 Nigeria Info. So we're talking about money and what's the attraction to money? Then you realize you cannot speak about the attraction without talking about the perception of money. So from any angle you can pick it up from, because it's something like that would make someone stay somewhere for 30 years. I mean, you say, well, I love the guy. And you stay there for 30 years. And then you realize that every other thing that you could have gotten practically for free, you didn't get. To get a husband, well, I think it's free. No, I don't think. It is free. To get a child is free because these are things given to you. Well, except you're buying the husband. I hope he's got something better than monetary value. Hello. Sorry, I lost you.